We're also talking this morning about the Union flag, because there's been flags flying across central London. You will have seen them in the papers. Huge numbers of flags, almost at war or wedding of Diane Charles proportions. And we're asking whether it makes you feel proud. What do you feel when you see the Union flag?
Well, play it again. Play the music again, Simon.
But it's not. We should be playing Jerusalem or something. Or Land of Hope and Glory.
We're getting ready for the Eurovision, 14th of May, everybody. We will feature it on Three Counties Breakfast.
Anyway.
Yes, one man will, without a doubt, be flying the flag. It's Ken Ross. He's the county president of the Royal British Legion in Buckinghamshire. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning,
Do you have a flag flying right now for the Queen's birthday?
Very shortly, it will be up and flying the correct way up with the broad white band at the top.
Yes, people often get that wrong, don't they?
Yes.
So it will be the St George's flag today, I take?
No, I will fly the Union flag because she represents the nation.
And the St George's flag on Saturday?
Yes.
Why do you fly it, Ken? It's quite a rare thing to see nowadays.
Sadly, yes, but I fly it because we're patriotic, we should be patriotic, we should be proud of our flag, what it means, and it's pride in the nation and pride in the achievements that flag has brought to the world.
Do you hide it away, though, in your back garden, or is the flag...
No, it's right on the front. It's right on the front by post by the main road as the buses go by.
And what do your neighbours say?
They all say to me, oh, yes, what day is it today, Ken, please?
Sometimes people have said, though, isn't it a little bit naff, Ken, to be doing this, to have a flagpole with a flag in your front garden?
I should suggest you ask the British Army if they think it's naff to fly the flag and to represent the country. I haven't honestly had anyone say to me, they usually say, oh, I'm glad to see that you're flying the flag again.
Well, tell us about some of the other flags that you have flown in the past.
A Scottish flag for St Andrew's Day, St George's Day, we've said, Mauritius, because we have a little bit of a connection with Mauritius, any country I've been to that I feel respect for, Australia, Canada, Mexico, Gibraltar particularly, I always fly a Gibraltar flag, because we've got to keep Gibraltar British, I've got most flags of every country I've ever visited.
And how often do they get changed up the flagpole?
How often do they get changed? Yeah. How do you mean?
Well, how often does one come down and one go up?
Oh, well, whenever it's necessary. The problem is, sadly, that we need planning permission to put a blooming flagpole up in this country. And I put a flagpole up for the day, and then I have to take it down again because it's over 3 metres high. And in this country, you can't have a flagpole on the front unless you get planning permission from the council.
So every time you put your flag up, you have to re-erect the flagpole just to fly your flag?
Well, I have this, I can erect it very easily. And it goes up about 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. And also, people on the text this morning saying they won't be flying the flag, Ken, because they've lost all pride in this country and our flag obviously represents that, and therefore, come the royal wedding, they won't be flying theirs.
Well, that's sad for them. I mean, if they feel that way, then, with respect, why are they bothering to stay here and work?